Mister, it seems to me we just about got caught.
Yes, but my dear brother, we didn't, did we? Since I'll take care of everything. You're too impatient, too impatient. But things will work out just right. Just take your time and relax. Well, I'm getting nervous. The sooner we get this over with, the better I'll feel. Says, we'll take care of it, we'll take care of it. We have now until morning. Says, we won't be disturbed. In the morning, when the doctor comes and Tom comes, we'll shed a few tears and it'll all be over. What about Jackie? We'll get him in time, too. Says, you're impatient again. That afternoon later on, Mrs. Jarvis decided it was time to take the milk up to Skeeter. She started up the steps, unlocked the door. Skeeter was in bed. Jarvis came in behind her. You're not going to give me that stuff. I'm not going to take it. Jarvis reached over and grabbed him. Oh, yes, we are. He says, this time you're going to drink it. Now open up. Jackie was back at the sheriff's office with Tom. He was very impatient. He was walking back and forth. Ritzy was following him. He says, Tom, I know you're busy, but Skeeter worries me. Oh, come on, Jackie, now. He says, he's got you upset, too. He said, well, do you think he's just talking out of his head? Yes, I do. He said, it's quite common. You heard what the doctor said. Well, anyway, would you mind if I went over there and took Ritzy with me? Maybe that would cheer him up. Well, I don't know whether you should disturb him, Jackie. Well, we won't. We'll just go up and sit a while and visit, and then I'll come back. Well, all right. Says, don't stay too long. So come on, Ritzy, let's go. They headed for Miss Amish's house. About the time that Jarvis was trying to feed the milk to Skeeter, there was a knock at the door. Mrs. Amish almost dropped the glass. Who could that be? He says, I don't know. He says, here, quick, take this glass. Take it down to the kitchen. Quickly, he says, dump it out, just in case. I'm getting very impatient, sister. This should have been done. Take it downstairs and don't argue with me. Jarvis took the glass and went downstairs. Mrs. Amish hurried down the steps. She locked the door before she went down, the upstairs door to the bedroom. She peeked through the curtain, said, it's that boy. Well, get rid of him. I'll do my best. She fixed her hair, opened the door. Yes? I was wondering if I could come up and see Skeeter for just a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry, Jackie. I'd love to have you come in, but he's asleep now. Oh. Well, I thought I could wait. Oh, well, he may sleep till morning. And you wouldn't want to sleep here now, would you? No, but I would sure like to see him just for a little bit. No, Jackie, the doctor says you can. He's not to be disturbed. Now, I'm sorry, Jackie. I'm upset. That's what I am. I'm just upset. You understand, don't you? Yes, Mrs. Amish, I know that you're trying to do your very best. Skeeter knew there was someone downstairs. He rushed to the window. And as he looked down, he could see Ritzy over by a tree. That's Ritzy. Well, I'll come back then later if it's all right. Yes, you do come back. And I suggest, Jackie, that you don't come back until maybe tomorrow morning after the doctor's been here. Well, I sure wanted to see him. Well, I'm sorry. She started to close the door. Skeeter ran to the door and began to pound on it. He said, Jackie! Jackie stuck his foot in the door. What's that? Oh, nothing. It's the cat in the kitchen. I guess Jarvis is getting after it. It wasn't no cat. He said it was calling my name. And pretty soon he listened again. He said, that's Skeeter. He said, you said he was asleep. Well, Jackie, I thought he was. Well, then I can see him, can't I? Well, no, I want to see him. Oh, very well. Ritzy was right by him. And I'm going to take the dog up. Oh, I'm sorry. No dogs. His dogs are not allowed upstairs or even in the house. Well, Mrs. Amish, I think Skeeter wants to see my dog, and it'll do him a lot of good, and I'm going to take him up. And you're going to have to stop me. Well, now, I could easily... Well, of course. Jarvis was in the kitchen coming out. Jarvis, no, never mind. Ritzy came in. Mrs. Amish says, I'll show you to the door upstairs. She went upstairs and took the key and opened it. Why do you have this locked? Well, Jackie, you know that Skeeter's out of his mind half the time. We don't want him to come out of the room and fall over the banister or something. She opened the door. Skeeter rushed out. He said, Jackie, they're trying to kill me. He said, oh, Skeeter, come on. He said, I brought Ritzy. He says, come on. Skeeter went over to the bed and sat down. He said, Jackie, you've got to get me out of here. You've just got to. There's bars on the window. He said, and I'm all right now. I can get out of here. Finally, Jackie says, all right, Skeeter. Tom will get me for this, and maybe the doctor will too, but I'm going to take you out of here. Oh, Jackie, he said, good. He says, come on. Get your shirt on, your trousers. He started to get dressed. He says, come on. Mrs. Amish stood there. Where do you think you're going? Jackie says, I'm taking him home. Oh, no, no. He says, well, I am too, Mrs. Amish. He says, I believe everything Skeeter said about you. You are the shadows. Well, now that you know, he said, it's too late, isn't it? No, it isn't. Come on, Skeeter. And they started to run. And when they got to the door, they bumped right into Jarvis. Well, my dear sister, we have two birds with one stone, don't we? Now, wait a minute, Jarvis. This has to be done cleverly. It says, no violence. Well, what do you propose to do, my dear sister? Let him leave? No, I have no intentions of letting him leave. Jackie looked at Jarvis. He says, well, I'm going to leave. And he gave Jarvis a shove and knocked him against the banister and started to run down the steps. Jarvis was taking three or four steps after him, and just as Jackie got to the door, he made a dive for Jackie's feet and knocked him to the ground, and the two of them began to roll over and over and over. Ritzy came down and pounced upon Jarvis and knocked him over the big divan in the back. Jackie says, Ritzy, he says, get out of here fast. He tried the door. It was locked. Mrs. Amish grabbed Skeeter and threw him back into the bedroom and locked the door. She says, Jarvis, don't let him get away. I'm not. He got up with the knife in his hand. He says, well, Jackie, you like to play rough, don't you? He says, Ritzy, he says, go get Tom. Ritzy looked at Jackie and growled at Jarvis. It's all right, go get Tom. All of a sudden, Ritzy made a dive for the window and went right through it. He says, go, Ritzy. Mrs. Amy says, why didn't you stop that dog? He says, why didn't you stop him? Well, I wasn't down there. He says, never mind the dog. Jarvis started after Jackie. Jarvis, just a minute. He says, I have a plan. He says, not until I get him. He says, no, I want you to tie him up. Here's a rope. Jarvis made a dive for Jackie and threw him down on the ground and tied him up. He says, look, I have a wonderful plan. He looked at his sister. He says, it better be a wonderful plan because that sheriff's going to be here any minute.
Sheriff's going to be here any minute.
Because Ritzy had jumped through the window and went for help because Jackie told him to. They tied Jackie up. Mrs. Amish looked at her brother. She says, I have a wonderful idea. She says, do you know Jake Butler. And said, of course I know him. He died yesterday. Yes. Says, what I want you to do with Jackie is take him out the back door, go down to the funeral home, and put him in the coffin with him. Why? Says, never mind why. He says, tomorrow when the funeral comes by, he says, we'll take him up to the hill. And he says, he'll be buried. He says, not really. You see, I'm going to have somebody pick him up and take him to Jose El Capitan. There was a frightening look in even Jarvis's eye. Jose El Capitan? He says, yes. He says, he will pay 500 pesos for him. Why should we get rid of Jack? He says, we might as well make some money and get rid of him at the same time. Yes. He said, but what if he should escape from him? Mrs. Amish laughed. She says, have you ever heard anyone escaping from Jose El Capitan? No, no one ever did, no one ever will. He says, that's why it's safe. He says, we might as well collect 500 pesos. It's not. Jarvis smiled, and there was a twinkle in his eye. He says, sometimes, maybe I don't give you enough credit, sister. She smiled back. She says, well, you better. He says, now let's get going. Get him out of here. He says, gag him up. Tie him up good. He says, take him around the back. Jarvis grabbed him quickly and threw him over his shoulder and headed out the back door with him to the buckboard to take him down to the funeral parlor. In the meantime, Skeeter was banging on the door trying to say, let me out of here, let me out of here. Mrs. Amish quickly got a couple chairs put upright again. And by this time, Ritzy had found Tom. And he was barking and barking, and Tom couldn't understand. He says, Ritzy, what's wrong? He said, I thought you did go with Jackie. He said, where is Jackie? Ritzy began to bark some more and began to run halfway down the street and come back. Finally, Mr. Miller, who was in town, saw Tommy. He says, what's going on? He says, I don't know. The dog seems to be telling me something. He said, if I were you, Tom, I'd listen to him. He says, what does he want? He says, I don't know. He says, where's Jackie? He said, he went down to Mrs. Amish's house. Says, well, Tommy, he says, we better get down there. Come on. So they headed as fast as they could down to Mrs. Amish's house. When they got there, they knocked at the door. Mrs. Amish fixed her hair and peeked out from behind the curtains, slowly opened the door. Oh, hello, Sheriff. She says, may we come in? Well, she said, my house is rather untidy right now. Never mind the house. May we come in? Well, of course, of course. She says, come in. He says, what can we do for you, Sheriff? He says, we've come to check on Skeeter. Oh, well, he's resting upstairs. They heard the pounding on the door. Tom rushed up the steps. He says, this door's locked. Oh, I'm sorry. She said, I have the key. Yes, yes. And she went upstairs and opened it. Skeeter came out and said, Tom, he said, Jackie's here. Mrs. Amish looks and says, Jackie? He says, no, he isn't. You see, Sheriff, the boy has completely lost his mind. He says, that's the reason I had the door locked. He says, I suggest you take him back to bed, and maybe I should give you some warm milk to give him. He says, he won't take it from me. He says, Jarvis? No, he must have stepped out for a minute. Sheriff, why don't you put him back to bed, and I'll get some warm milk. Tom and Mr. Miller looked at each other. Skeeter looked at them for a minute. He said, Tom, he said, I'm not crazy. He said, they're the shadows. And he says, I know they're going to kill me. He said, Jackie was here. He said, he was. Mr. Miller finally says, Tom, he said, there's something very strange going on. He's locking the door on the boy. And he says, Jackie must have been here. He was. He came to see me, Tom. He said, and then they started after him, and he said there was a big fight. I could hear it. He said they were knocking things over. Tom went over to the banister and looked down. He saw the broken glass. Things were pretty well mixed up, pillows all over the floor. Tom started to walk down. He was holding Skeeter by the hand. He said, you come along, Skeeter. He said, Mrs. Amish, Yes, Sheriff? I'm taking the boy with me. I don't think you should do that at all. That's what I'm going to do. She said, but the doctor gave orders. I don't care what the doctor said. I'm taking the boy with me. He said, and Jackie's here someplace. They did something with him. They really did. Mrs. Amish says, did what? She says, Mrs. Amish, was Jackie here? Well, of course not. He never showed up at all. Tom looked at the broken window. He says, what happened to the window? Oh, I was cleaning house and I stumbled and I tried to catch myself, and as I did so, I fell into the window. Tom looked at her dress. Says, you didn't seem to hurt yourself. Oh, I changed to another dress. He said, she did not. That's the same dress she'd been wearing. She says, but that child should not be taken from here. He's just completely, doesn't know what he's saying. You know, I've tried my best to do what I thought was right, and this is the thanks I get. Tom almost felt sorry. Now, Mrs. And as he was about to comfort Mrs. Amish, he looked down by one of the chairs that had been turned over, and he saw a button with a piece of cloth on it. He picked it up. He looked at it. He recognized it. It was from Jackie's shirt. Mrs. Amish, you say Jackie was not here? Of course he wasn't. I'd know it. She's lying, Tom. She's lying. He was here. He said, and I bet Ritzy broke that window. She went almost in tears. And finally, she said, well, if you think he's here, you go ahead and search the house. Says, this button and this piece of goods came from the shirt that Jackie was wearing. I know it. Said, I know what shirt he was wearing today. Says, well, if he was here, I don't know anything about it. Now, if you are accusing me, Sheriff, go ahead and search. Says, I intend to. Mrs. Amy stood there while Tom and Mr. Miller went through the house, closet by closet, all the way through. Finally, she smiled. She says, well, Sheriff, did you find Jackie? He says, no, we didn't. But I'm sure that he's been here. About that time, Tom heard something in the kitchen. He quickly drew his gun, rushed into the kitchen. He said, hold it! Jarvis looked up. He says, what's wrong, Sheriff? He says, where have you been? I said, I've just been out. He says, I'm just coming back. Have you seen Jackie? Jackie? No. No, why? Is he lost or something? No, but I found this button and this cloth in the living room. He said, seems as if there might have been some kind of a disturbance here. Oh, no, nothing at all. He says, we were doing a little house cleaning and my sister stumbled and accidentally broke the window. All right. He says, all right, Mrs. Amish, we're going to leave and I'm taking the boy with me. But I want you to remember this, I'm going to be back. He says, and I'm going to find out what happened to Jackie. Mrs. Amish smiled. She says, you do that, Sheriff. You come back anytime you want to, but I'll tell you one thing. You better have a search warrant the next time you come back. Said, this is the kind of thanks I get. Says, I work my fingers to the bone trying to help this poor, poor child, and this is what I get. Tom looked at her. He says, Mrs. Amish, save the crocodile tears. They won't do you a bit of good. Well, there's the door, Sheriff. Come on, Skeeter. They left. She pushed the door shut and peeked from behind the curtains to see if they'd gone. That was close. Jarvis looked at his sister. He says, I'm not so sure about how smart you are. He says, what if he's found? He says, they're not going to find Jackie. He says, I'll guarantee that. He says, but you let the little one get away. He says, why didn't you let me take care of it? He says, all right. He says, I let him get away. says, but we'll get him next time. And she said, how do you plan to do that? He says, I have ways. I have ways. He says, we'll get to that later. Right now, let's clean up this mess. He said, I'm sure the sheriff's going to pay us a visit a number of times. He said, how did you do? He said, everything's just fine. I taped his mouth up. He said, tied him up. Tomorrow, he says, we'll have the services for Jake. He says, did you make contact? He says, yes. He said, there'll be somebody to pick him up. He said, after the people leave. So the next day, Jake was to have his funeral. The church up on the hill had the coffin. Many people came, not realizing that Skeeter or Jackie was in there also. It was a very rainy afternoon. Most of the people were in buggies or had umbrellas. And as they started to leave the church to go up to the graveyard, Tom was in the group too, not very far from the buckboard that was carrying the coffin, not knowing that he was that close to Jackie. Jackie, as much as he could, tried to make sounds, or he tried to kick or try to do something, but he was so tied up tight in such close quarters that he didn't make anyone hear him. Finally, when they got to the graveyard, the preacher said a few kind words for old Jake, and they slowly lowered the coffin into the ground. It was still raining. There were a few sobs. Mrs. Amish was also there, dressed in a black gown, and Jarvis. Tom looked over across and saw them. And finally, when the last words were said, the people slowly began to turn and leave. Tom turned and left. And finally, almost everyone was gone except Mrs. Amish and Jarvis standing alone over the open grave. Jarvis and Mrs. Amish were standing by the open grave. It was raining. They had their umbrella. Mrs. Amish was dressed in a black dress, pretending to be very sad and sorrowful. Tom looked back and wondered why they stayed so long, whether Jake was a good friend of theirs or not. And he kept looking back, and finally, all the people were left. Tom was one of the last ones that finally got into the buckboard and turned and looked once more, and he saw the caretaker drive up in a buckboard. He stopped by the grave. He looked at Mrs. Amish and then looked around to see if anybody was around. He said, do you have some cargo for me? Yes, if you brought the money. He says, I have the money. He says, where is it? It's in the coffin. Is it in good shape and alive? Of course it's alive. He says, now where's the money? He reached into his pocket and picked out a roll of bills and handed it to Mrs. Amish. She counted it very quickly. Very good. Jarvis, you see how it's done? He says, this way we can make money on it and get rid of him at the same time. The man jumped down and pulled the board off, and there Mrs. Amish and Jarvis looked down and saw Jackie tied up. He looked up. He says, you're going to have to give me a hand. He says, throw the blanket down. They threw the blanket down, and the man wraps Jackie in the blanket. Jarvis gave him a hand and lifted him up and threw him in the back of the buckboard and threw the canvas over him. Had not Tom left just a minute too soon, he might have looked back and saw them putting something in back of the buckboard. But when he looked back, he saw the caretaker pick up a shovel and slowly begin to cover up the grave. And he saw Mrs. Amish and her brother Jarvis get into their buggy and head homeward in the rain. Jackie was in the back, and the man drove off after he covered up the hole. Jackie didn't know how long he was back there, damp and cold. And finally, when the covers were taken off, the sun was just coming up. The man looked at him. He says, well, sonny, he said, you want to behave yourself if I take the tape off your mouth? Jackie nodded yes. He took the tape off his mouth and ungagged him. He says, now, says, you behave yourself, and he says, maybe I'll fix you something to eat. He says, I have to deliver you in good shape. Jackie finally says, what are you doing this for? He says, what am I doing it for? He says, money, boy. He says, we've done this before. He says, you behave yourself, nothing's going to happen to you. He says, where are you taking me? You don't know? He says, no, I wouldn't be asking. He says, Jose El Capitan, the worst bandito in all Mexico. He says, he pays good money. He said, he needs good boys like you. Jack says, I'm not going to be a bandito, and I'm not going to work for him. He said, oh, yes, you will. Oh, yes, you will. He says, and you behave yourself. And he says, I may even untie your hands. He said, a deal? I'll behave. He untied Jackie's hands. He fixed breakfast, handed Jackie some. Jackie was very hungry. He was cold. And some black coffee tasted awfully good to him. And some bacon. And a piece of dry bread. After they'd finished up, the man says, you may sit on the seat with me if you like. He said, long as you behave. Jackie says, well, why don't you untie my feet? He says, no, I can't do that. He says, I can't. He says, I couldn't do that. He says, if you got away, it might mean my head. Jackie didn't say any more. As they drove along, Jackie was sitting by him. He asked the man, he says, how long will it be before we get there? He says, by noon tomorrow, he said, there'll be one of Jose's men meet us. He said, a small village, he says, and then he'll be his responsibility. He says, what are they going to do to me? Oh, he says, I don't know. He says, you go to his camp and work, and he says, he'll tell you what to do when you get there. And the next day, right after lunch, in this small Mexican village, there was a man drove up in a buckboard. He was a Mexican. Buenos dias, señor. He says, hello. He says, I have some baggage for you. He says, I think maybe you better tie him up. He tied Jackie's hands again, carried him over to the buckboard and threw another canvas over him. He says, gracias. And he turned the buckboard around and headed towards Mexico. The other man turned around and headed back home. Jackie didn't know how long he lay in back of the buckboard bouncing around, but it was sunset when the buckboard finally stopped and the Mexican threw back the canvas. Hey, muchacho, he said, maybe you hungry, huh? Jackie nodded, yes. He said, you behave yourself. He said, I pretty good shot. And he pulled out a pistola from his belt. He says, very good shot. So you understand? Yes, I understand. He says, I make something to eat now. It was even worse what he had before. Jackie finally looked at the man. He had a beard, big sombrero, dirty trousers, big belt, boots. He says, are you one of Jose's men? Si, I'm one of his men. He says, that's why I come after you.